Advocate Paul Hoffman, a director of Accountability Now, on the line to us. Hello, Paul.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Not too bad, and yourself?
No complaints this side.
When you went to the public protector, when you complained to the public protector about government's inaction on this CX report for which it had paid, if I remember correctly, £600,000, what were you hoping might be the result?
Complaint could only be against the government because the mandate of the public protector, as you know, extends to conduct of state affairs and to the public administration itself. And this one seemed to be a sort of an overlap. And I was hoping that there'd be a swift investigation. I was still young. It was November 2010. And that money would be recovered from all sorts of people, among them APSA, but many others, who had made off with bags full of it, of public money, as the apartheid era ended. Well, we're much older and wiser now, and what we have is a successful complaint in this sense, that the public protector has agreed with us that it was a terrible waste of public money to spend £600,000 on Michael Attlee, only to say, very interesting that you think you have a whole lot of claims that you want a commission on, but we're not going any further with this.
But they did go further with it, because there were two commissions appointed, and both agreed that there was something problematic, to put it mildly, about the lifeboat and the way it was granted, despite Chris Stolz's latter denials. But they said the consequences in Judge Willem Heath's case of pursuing that to the system, the systemic risk, was such that it wasn't worth doing. And the Davis Committee felt that, given the fact that APSA had paid back and that the money would have to be recovered from Sunlum, from whom they'd bought Bancorp, and because Sunlum hadn't demutualized, you'd have to pursue the individual policyholders at Sunlum at the time, which was impractical. So it's not as if nothing was done. Something was.
Well, what Oakley had in mind was issuing summons against the lifeboat recipients, not only APSA, but all the other lifeboat recipients. And what the public protector now has in mind is that the special investigation unit should do exactly that at some unspecified date in the future, when it has been given a mandate to do so by the president, who, as you know, dishes out mandates to the special investigation unit to involve itself in special investigations.
It's going to be taken on review by APSA. I don't know if you have a view on APSA's chances of success in the review process.
Well, it certainly is a difficult decision that the public protector has reached. I think APSA may have some difficulty suggesting to a court that the public protector had no business considering the claim at all, and APSA may also have some difficulty in this sense, that the public protector has not, in spite of what some in the media are saying, ordered APSA to pay back the money. What has happened is that the public protector has accepted that there is a partial liability. Oakley thinks that it's 3.2 billion.
She makes it 1.15.
1.1, yeah, correct. And she has not said pay back the money to APSA Bank. What she has said is the SIU must get involved and take steps to recover the money from APSA. So it is quite conceivable that a court faced with a review from APSA will say, it was perfectly in order for the public protector to entertain this complaint, even though it was older than 2 years when it was brought to the public protector. And why are you complaining to us now? If you don't owe the money, go and fight the case with the SIU. You will win with costs on your version. So please don't darken our doors with your review.
That's one aspect of it, less assailable than the second aspect, the thing that I'm quite sure you were not expecting. I don't think anybody was expecting her to use this complaint and her recommendations on it to go further and say, essentially, as I understood her logic when she was talking to Eusebius this morning, this the fact that the Reserve Bank took no steps to recover the lifeboat money is an indication that it doesn't take the socioeconomic plight of the general South African population too seriously. Therefore, I need to recommend to Parliament that it change the Constitution to make the Reserve Bank take the plight of the disadvantaged more seriously. I haven't come across anybody who hasn't thrown up their hands in perplexity. Do you think she has any kind of case?
No, I too am perplexed by this for two reasons. First of all, we didn't ask for it. She was, after all, dealing with our complaint. And secondly, the powers of the public protector do not extend to changing the Constitution. It wasn't foreshadowed in her interim report, and had it been foreshadowed in the interim report, she would have had it explained to her very explicitly that she was on what we call a dwaalspoor in the Free State.
Okay. Advocate Paul Hoffman, thank you very much. Director of Accountability Now.